Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to try something here. I'm recording up on a mountainside right at the foot of the very jagged, sort of orangish, pink-colored granite cliffs that are atop of Cerro Punta Negra, just below its black tip, which is what Punta Negra means. And the black point is partially visible as well. That's black granite. The whole mountain looks from the valley like a pyramid, although when you get close, you see that it's long, and you drive along its flank for a while. So I'm sitting near one part of it. It's kind of hard to describe, but I'm on a rock high above a little valley. No, actually a fairly big valley that has a stream in the middle of it. And I'm hoping that it's not too windy and too noisy. I'm trying to protect the microphone a little with my jacket from the wind, which is persistent up here. It's always fairly windy. But I'm in this place where I've been told to come before. I've been brought here by the star beings a number of times. Lured, I should say. And it seems to have a very powerful energy that, because of the frequencies that are emitted by this particular rock face or the point of Cerro Punta Negra and the mountain across on the other side of the valley and a piece of mountain directly up the valley toward the west, and somehow sitting in the confluence of those seems to be energetically powerful. Because I can always hear the star beings here. And they were just talking to me about the future. They were talking to me about my personal future. But then, just as I was going, well, you know, I'm kind of tired. Maybe I won't record an episode, even though I brought the mic. I turned around, because I was facing down into the valley, where the stream is, and the road. But I turned around and looked back up behind me, and here is the most inspiring sight and sort of feeling that radiates from this mountain. And so I thought, okay, pull out the mic and see what we can do. Windika, 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 adikulikulikulikulikulikulikia, utikalakalakalakatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat Kaya. We appreciate you coming. We appreciate you staying. We appreciate each individual soul listening. We can see the sound waves that will be this podcast radiating out through the world. And it isn't important that at the beginning, perhaps only a few individual souls hear it, because they will continue to reverberate and radiate, and other souls and their friends and their friends and their friends will become familiar with the sound of our voices. This is what we want to talk to you about today. Not just the future of this podcast, but the future that you're all marching into, heading directly into, and it is a bit chaotic. There is so much change going on at so many levels on the earth and within each individual that this year promises to be one of great transformation individually and some turmoil upon the earth. Turmoil caused in part by what you're already experiencing, the pandemic. And, do you want to tell us more? It sounds a bit discouraging or frightening even. No, it is not frightening. We want you to know it is coming, but not to be frightened. Because even if the path forward is somewhat rocky, it leads you to where you're going. Great change requires great turmoil, great upheaval. For every new thing you embrace, you're leaving something behind. This is what we want you all to know. Some of you will be changing the place you live. Some will be changing the people you live with. Some will be changing what you do for a living or how you do it. Some of you will be moving to a different country altogether. Some will be moving into a new phase of life altogether. Some of you will not go back to working. Some of you will find another way to support yourselves. There will be many, many, many changes. Already you've seen so many. But what you've seen so far is a sort of clearing out of the old. Even the very sadness and grief of lost souls that many have experienced, and we don't mean that the soul itself is lost, but you think of it as a human being, you think of those who are lost as souls. All that's lost is their one individual human expression. It's reached its conclusion long before most people wanted it to, or perhaps in a situation that no one wished it to. We don't want to downplay the sadness, and we're not promising that more will not follow. This clearing and cleansing process has not finished, but it will be changing. It will be gearing up into the beginning of physical changes. What? Okay, so I kind of get it with my, because I kind of see some images with my inner eye, but they're so fleeting, I can't really describe them. What do you mean? It's like a sense of shifting gears. That's what I have inside. That is correct. That is the image we're using. That there's the phase where death has become a daily reality. Or we don't mean the daily reality of people all losing their loved ones, because not everyone has. But the idea of death, the presence of death, the awareness that death is an ever-present possibility. That's what we're talking about. That has raised the awareness in the human race of how delicate and therefore important human life is, the physical life. It has created a kind of compassion, meaning co-experience, co-feeling among people to a much greater extent than they had before. Even as you're now all tiring of it, so tired, we know. There will be more, but it will lift. It will gradually lift. The severity will diminish. The frequency will diminish. People will be vaccinated. And this will help. It will help. It will relieve the number of deaths. Okay? And then what? This is the changing gears part. Now what? After that. As the deaths are reduced, you will see people rethinking their lives in yet a new way. They think they've rethought their lives, but what they've done is created a short-term solution where they can. And for many, the solution has not even been established. There are so many who still don't have steady income, who still don't have jobs, who are still relying on the government assistance to see them through, and it's not enough. And people are still struggling, and that means that they cannot really think of the big picture or look ahead or think what they want. Many people are still just in the mode of how are we going to survive, get through, how could I do my work without getting sick, that sort of thing. Not everybody, but there is a lot of short-term upheaval, short-term solutions, short-term thought. As the cases diminish, as the virus begins to wind down, with fewer and fewer people who it can infect, even the new variant, then people will be readjusting, looking further ahead, thinking about reconsidering their job, the businesses reconsidering what they want to do, redefining themselves. People will be redefining themselves. And this is a very exciting time, but also can create great anxiety. As people seek their new definition, they inevitably pass through a short time of not knowing what the answer is, and often feel that there is no answer. Sometimes they become very anxious because they don't know what it is. Oh yeah, I have experienced that. I know that feeling quite well. I can empathize. Well, then magnify that on a global scale. Imagine it on the scale of whole populations. And you'll see why we say it will be a year of turmoil. But turmoil leading to something better. Turmoil leading forward where you want to go. Turmoil born of people letting go of the past and defining something different for themselves. But that doesn't make it instantly appear. They don't instantly arrive. So you may still be on this road, walking down this road towards your new life, into your new life, but it may appear piece by piece, gradually. Don't despair. Don't despair. You're not lost. You are doing just the right thing. This is temporary. It will end. It will end almost before you know it. It doesn't seem it at the time, but looking back, it will seem the very short period of time it is. So in human terms of time, how much time are we talking here? Exactitude. Yes, that's what I like, exactitude. Exactitude is not necessarily a worthy goal. Because by trying to be too exact, you can miss an opportunity. If you say it has to arrive within a certain length of time, or I was promised this within a certain length of time, and something has changed and a new possibility has become a probability, and you could actually have that instead, and it might be something you like better, you might miss it if it can't arrive at the same time and within that time frame. So don't try to be so exact in timing. Timing is a tricky thing because it involves forces outside yourselves. Outside yourself individually, it involves other human beings, but it also involves forces beyond the human. It involves us, it involves your souls, it involves those who plan for and protect life within this universe, above and all around you. Okay, so it's going to go on for a while. I mean, it's going to be possibly more chaotic before it becomes more orderly, before we have the new life, whatever that is, for each one of us. Each one is completely different, I imagine. Before each one has come to their new home place, their new solid place of where they want to be, what they want to do, who they are, what they envision, yes, there will be a time of turmoil, of letting go, of moving forward, of the world in the meantime, that even the world you're walking through shifting underneath you. Like surfing through quicksand in an earthquake. That's a phrase they gave me sometime recently. Yeah, that sounds pretty difficult. And yet you will all thrive. You will arrive and you will thrive. It's important to be able to look ahead and know that there will be times when you're uncertain, but that's all right. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean you lost your way. It doesn't mean that no one is supporting you. It just means that this is the process of arriving in your new home place, by which we mean not just a physical home, because not everyone will leave their home, of course. Some will. A surprising number, you may find, will. But your new home place in the sense of your new life. It's a widespread phenomenon. What you will start to see as the illness declines, subsides, as the illness subsides, as the pandemic subsides, you will see more and more people making what feel like major or radical new choices for their lives, unexpected, more than you would have expected. This is all part of the transition process that all of you are in. It's a powerful, potent transition, and it's leading you to greater personal growth, joy, happiness, abundance, prosperity, authority, the right to live your life in peace and happiness with others to the extent that you choose individually. We are with you always. We have your backs. We are supporting you in this. You have our energetic support. Just by listening to our words here, you are tuning into that energetic support. We send you enormous love and light and blessings. Thank you, star beings. Do you want to give us a name for this group who's been speaking to us? A little tikalekeleke. First, we want to give you a blessing. Adoko lekelekelekelekelekele yamakaya kaya kaya. Adikalekelekelekia. Adikalekia karenikalekelekia amokalekelekia. Ale o e. Adiko lekelekatatatatatatala monikarani adikalekelekelekia. Oya, 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 ania ona da 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 da. We send you love, we send you light, we send you blessings. From the Council of Grace combined. The Council of Grace is a group of star beings that I've worked with for some time, who've worked with me. I'm a part of them, I'm a one of them, here in human form, they say. And today they told me that when they were speaking to me earlier, that they were the Council of Grace combined. And I asked what that meant, and they said combined with representatives of the Council of Star Beings, which is a council coordinating the activities of the star beings here above the Andes. So they, along with the Council of Grace, which is star beings from the Andromeda galaxy, are here. And that's who is passing us information and blessings today. I hope that this message is encouraging, that people don't find it discouraging. We all know that we are not at the end of this difficult time yet. But it's good to know that it will be shifting gears. I saw around June, July, August, sort of pivoting in July toward coming out of the most difficult part. For most people in most parts of the world anyway, especially in North America, and that they would be then rethinking their lives again, even those who think they've been rethinking their lives all this time will see things differently, I think, from that perspective. I imagine that's why we will see major shifting around in populations. So, turmoil, but turmoil leading to something that we all really want. So I'm sending you also my personal energetic blessings, love and light from the star beings, from the higher beings of love and light all around us and within, from the source. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you now from right at the foot of, or on the slope of, Cerro Punta Negra, above the Uco Valley in Mendoza, Argentina. I don't know if you heard anything in the background of the gauchos who are on the other side of this valley whooping it up as they were herding horses down the mountainside. The valley is immense. The scale of the mountains here and the valleys, the spaces, is immense, unimaginable, and starkly beautiful. So with that, I will leave you and head home, and hope that you will all share this podcast. Join our mailing list. Receive some free gifts from us at voicesfromthestars.com. Subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.